Good work.
Thank you.
Watch your step.
Watch the wire.
Watch that first step. It's a deuce.
Coach, talk about that third quarter. You guys really pulled it out on those guys.
Well, I thought we did a great job, particularly in that third quarter. You know, we had a little bit of a letdown right in the middle, but we stuck with what the game plan was. You know, I know, you know, when you're trying to grind it out as we were trying to against a very tough Detroit team. You know, what their record is does not indicate who they really are. They play with such a physical style, and you know, they've got guys that can make shots. They've got guys that are good off the dribble. But I thought our guys, I thought they willed themselves to tonight's win. I thought Al was magnificent. I thought Josh Smith was really good. Zaza came in off the bench and gave us some really good minutes. But I just think it was just a total team effort overall.
Talk about Zaza a little bit. I mean, he's really been playing well these last three or four games.
Yeah, he's been playing really well. He's come in and really given us a big lift. You know, he's really making himself a presence down in the low post. You know, we try and get him the ball when we can put him in a position where he can score. But I thought tonight he did a great job in battling down there. He you know, there were times where we had some mismatches down there where we took advantage of it, and I thought Zaza, he posted up well and really did a great job down in the paint.
After getting a few starts the last few games, is there a reason in particular that the team didn't see a lot of playing time tonight?
No, I mean, you know, Jeff has done a great job since the trade. You know, he started a few games. I really want to take a look at a couple things and putting him in the starting lineup. When we made the trade bringing Kurt Heinrich in here to run our team. And I think I need to really get into that kind of that frame of mind as we move down the stretch of our regular season. Kurt is going to be our point guard. Jeff will find some minutes. You know, he'll find some minutes. But tonight's game, or I should say this afternoon's game, it was one of those games where we really had to really be particularly good with our matchups. You know, Detroit, they can throw different lineups at you, different matchups at you. And I didn't want too much of a disadvantage in the matchup. You know, that's why I chose to start Marvin, who I thought did a great job as well. But you know, Jeff's opportunities will come. You know, he has a unique gift with that speed and that quickness. And we're going to be playing some more fast and quick point guards, and I'm certainly going to be needing.
You mentioned sticking to the program. Is that just all about moving the ball around, getting it inside, not settling for a jump?
Well, our game is to move the ball and to get it inside and to get it out and not to settle for jump shot. There were a few possessions where I thought we took some bad shots early in the clock and long threes. You know, when we were clearly in a situation of where we could have tried to, you know, to milk it just a little bit more and move the basketball. But we took a couple of ill-advised shots. But for the most part, I thought we did a good job. We finished, I believe, with 25 assists. When our assists are 25 and above, we know we're moving the basketball. And tonight, I thought we did a good job with that.
It seemed like you were more aggressive going to the rim, too.
Yeah, that was a point of emphasis going into this game. You know, when we beat them at their place, I thought clearly the difference was after they jumped up by 15 on us, you know, we started taking the ball to the basket, you know, and we got back in the game. And within a short period of time, I believe it was about a four-minute stretch, we were down 15 to where we went up two. And clearly the difference was that we took the ball to the basket. We didn't start settling for long jump shots. And that was a point of emphasis going into today's game.
Did you see Jeff? Was he a good matchup for Detroit? Or?
Well, you know, at the start, I was really concerned about their size. You know, we didn't know who they would start going into the game. You know, their last game against New York, you know, they started McGrady at the one, Day at the two, and Prince at the three. You know, so that's a huge lineup. So we made the adjustment of starting Marvin, knowing that Kurt would have to guard one of those guys, and they would take him in the post. But I did not want to start the game with just a disadvantage after disadvantage with the size. So we decided to go a little bit bigger And I thought that group got into a rhythm, they got into a flow, particularly that first quarter. And I'm trying to get Jamal back on track, so I'm going to have to keep him out on the floor just a little bit longer. So that's why I elected to play Jamal a little bit more and not go with Jeff tonight.
Now, when you play Jamal more, are you going to be doing separate rotations or just playing it by ear as the game goes along?
Well, when Jamal is, you know, the rotation I use tonight, for example, it normally it'll be, you know, Jamal, Joe, and Kirk at that guard position. There are times when I will use Damian, and Damian is more of a, he's more of a kind of a specialty guy, normally against to defend the guy on their team that has a hot hand. I normally throw Damian there to see if he can cool him off. But tonight, I just made a decision to use that three-guard rotation with those three guys. And again, I want to get Jamal into a rhythm, try to get him in a rhythm early. I thought he did a great job, you know, in moving the basketball. You know, shot the ball fairly well, but we know he's capable of really getting on the roll as we move down the stretch of this regular season. You know, I'm going to need Jamal as we move into the playoffs. So I got to get him going, and I got to make sure that he's feeling good about himself as we move down this stretch. And, you know, he's a guy that, as I mentioned, we're going to need down the stretch.
Detroit scored 48 points in the paint. Were you a little uncomfortable with how?
Well, that's nothing unusual. You know, when we play this team, they usually pound us pretty good into the paint. We just have to try to neutralize it as much as we can. You know, they play a very rugged style. You know, when we can keep them out of the paint, you know, we normally have success against them. But I believe every game we've played them this year, they've done a good job in the paint, you know, and it's just it's an area where we have to get better.
Did it look to you like Joe took the game into his hands a little more than he had?
I thought so. I thought Joe, you know, I thought he did a great job in kicking the ball out versus double teams. You know, teams are certainly not going to let him play down in the post. And I thought he was very patient in the double team. He found Marvin underneath on the one dump, which was you know, just that's just having good court vision. But I thought he did take it into his hands going down the stretch. I thought Jamal did a good job in making some play calls down the stretch. So did Kirk. We didn't want to speed the game up at that point. We just wanted to kind of take what the defense gave us, and we took advantage of that.
Coach, hang tight. Reporters' locker room is open. Any of the students have any questions?